Blog Talk
Hello?
Radio.
Hello? This is Evangelist Bailey Harris of A Seed of Prosperity Broadcast. I'm so glad to be on the air. I'm so glad to be able to talk about Jesus. And I'm going to talk about prayer today. Prayer without ceasing, coming from 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We need to pray, people. And this show is going to be mostly about prayer. God told me, pray. Sometimes we don't pray enough, and we stop praying. That's why things are so bad. We have stopped praying. We have ceased from praying. And it's time for us to get back to prayer. Pray. That's what we have to do. Just like you have to look at the TV, radio, play basketball, and then not have the Super Bowl on. I mean, that's our eyes just on that. Those that really love into the football game. That's the way we need to be into prayer. And you see your children going every which way but the right way. You see your husband run around on you. You see your wife run around on you. We got to pray. What? How much prayer are you doing? You want somebody else to pray. You got to learn how to pray for yourself. You got to learn how to touch heaven for yourself. You got to learn how to call on Jesus for yourself. Sometimes it comes to the point, we just got to pray. You don't know what else to do. You've done everything you could in your own power. We got to pray ourselves. We got to pray. Church, we got to pray. We got to pray. I'm talking about prayer. Prayer. Pray. That's what the Lord told me. Pray. On this radio, I said, Lord, he said, pray. And this is what I'm going to be doing most of the time is prayer. Having prayer. There's so many problems out there, and you really don't know who listens to you when you're on the air, when you're on the radio, when you're on the TV. You never know who the Lord have trusted her to tune you in. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity to try to help somebody, to encourage somebody to pray. We lazy. We are so lazy. Lord knows we are so lazy. We don't want to pray. We don't want to pray. But we got to get back to prayer. We got to get back to prayer, and we got to get back to praying. We got to get on our knees. If you don't get on your knees, whatever you are, going in the kitchen while you're driving your car, going back and forth to work, we got to pray to the Lord. He the only one that can solve these problems for us. He the only one that can work things out for us. He the only one that can lift those burdens. And sometimes those burdens are mighty heavy. And the Lord is the only one that can lift those burdens for us. We got to stretch out like never before. Find your place to pray. Find your place to have a prayer time with just you and Jesus. Find you a little corner somewhere, and pray to God and to pray that you get more of Jesus. Seek the Lord. Seek him. God is a good God. Yes, he is. And we got to seek him and cry out to him. The Lord loves us. He loves us. But we got to love him too. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Talk to him. Do we talk to him? Do you talk to him like you talk to the man or woman you love? Do you talk to him like that? Oh, Jesus, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I can't live without you. Praise the Lord. You know how we do. I mean, just pull your heart out to him. And you know what? He be saying, come up. I hear you. Come on. I like to hear that. Come on. Talk to me. Tell me how much you love me. Tell me how much you want to serve me. Talk to me. That's what the Lord wants us to do. We got to do it just like that. Talk to him. You know how to talk. Talk to him. Tell him all about it. But you know, we don't want to pray. We just don't want because the enemy does not want you to pray. I'm telling from 1 Thessalonians 5:17, ceasing. Because you know we will cease in praying. We will cease in seeking the Lord. We got to seek the Lord day and night. We got to seek it. Seek the Lord. Did if God have you to travail, have such a heart that he just want travail at nighttime all night long. Yeah, you're gonna get sleepy, but you get sleepy. You go, you take your little dog and you wake up, shake yourself, and start back to praying. Yeah, you get sleepy again. Well, you know what you do? You shake yourself up, shake yourself, shake your head, put water on your face, start back praying again. Those that God has given us an intercessory prayer to be our intercessor. We got to pray. And that don't mean that I can't pray or God called you to pray. God called us to pray. God called all of us to pray to him. God called all of us to cry out to him. Some people I know about. Some people have the anointing to do certain things. Just like you have anointing to do certain things. Some things you can do that I can't do, and some things I can do that you can't do. But we all can do something. We all can do our own the way we can in our own way. That's the same way by prayer. You can pray. Sometimes you can't pray for 5 or 10 minutes. Keep on praying. After a while, you're going to go for 15 minutes. Keep on praying. After a while, you're going to 20 minutes. Keep on praying. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. You look around and everything is going in which way but the right way. Because we don't pray. We don't want to pray. We want to party. Party. Okay, you know, when you're on the dance floor, you can dance all night long. When you're in the nightclub, do you ever think about you want to stop? Oh, no, it's party time. Let us party. But we ought to have a party time in prayer. Have that party like you used to do when you was in those clubs. You used to party all night long. You used to party. What about partying in Jesus? Let the Lord know how much you love him. Let the Lord know how much you want to serve him. Let the Lord know how much you just want to do his will. We got to go back to prayer. We got to go back to praying. It's old fashioned. Oh, no, you know, it doesn't take all that. They tell you. Oh, it doesn't take all that. It takes all that and more. You let trouble hit you. You let that trouble hit you. Right. You let trouble hit your shoulder, right? You let trouble hit that loved one that you really love. Oh, it takes prayer and it takes all that and more. You be wanting everybody to pray for you. Writing letters everywhere. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my son. Pray for my husband. Pray for my sister. Because that's power in prayer. That's power in prayer. You can depend on God. You can depend on Jesus. You can depend on man. Did God tell you something? There it is. That's the way it is. And man tell you something. Look, you don't know if the truth or not. You don't know if it's going to work out or what. But when the Lord tell you something, when you start praying on this situation and you know it's rough, you know you're having a hard time. But when you pray until you feel a release in your spirit, that thing is done. Pray to God, say it's done. Pray till you feel in your spirit that, oh, he's going to work it out. No matter how the circumstances is, if you get that feeling in your spirit that everything's going to be all right, everything's going to be all right. Because the Holy Spirit will give you that. Well, we got to pray till we get an answer. Sometimes you can't pray till 5 or 10 minutes. You know, sometimes people that have intercessory prayer, we're going to have intercessory prayer for 15 minutes. By the time you get down there and try to get your mind clear and clutter, 15 minutes is over. So you got to, you've been at work, you've been doing whatever, then you're going to get down and start praying. You got to clear your mind and get a clear line to the Lord before you can really get down into that realm of praying. You got, till you get down in the realm of praying, you got to clear your mind, clear your thoughts, you know, and everything before you can just really get down to the nitty gritty of praying. You don't come down there all at once and just when you really want God to move, or you're going to have prayer service, and so you know you get on your knees, you think about, well, you know what? Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to go this place and that place. You got to get all that out of your mind. Get a clear mind to pray. You got to get all that clutter out of your mind and focus. You got to focus on prayer. Focus on Jesus. Focus on the Lord. Get that mind clear to pray. For God is a prayer answering God. He does answer prayer. Oh, yes, he does. The Lord answers prayer. But first thing, you got to pray for him to answer your prayer. You got to pray for him. You have to pray for him to answer your prayer. He wants us to pray. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to cry out to him, to praise him, give him the glory and give him the honor. He wants that from us. But we have slack, and you can see by we have slack in different things. You can tell the way the world is going now. You tell the way no power, no healing, no deliverance. You know, we got to have, someone got to give. Someone got to give. You mean there's no power, there's no deliverance, there's no healing taking place? Wait a minute. What are we doing? What are we doing? We got to get back to the old landmark. We got to go back. We got to go back and come on up. Because we had left. Like I said, we had left our first love. And then it's Jesus. Go back and kick him up. Go back and get him. You know that place that you left when you was praying, and then you stopped praying, and you went on about your way. Go find that tree stump that you used to pray behind. Find that little closet you used to get into and cry out to the Lord. Find that little bench you used to get in a little corner in church and just you and Jesus pray. Find it. You done lost it. Go back and pick it up. Find it. Pick it up. Praise the Lord. We got to do it. It's because it's time out. Y'all, I'm Evangelist Betty Harris from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. And this is I'm new on this airways. And I got to learn my way around. So y'all just bear with me and pray for me and pray with me. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get it right. I'm trying to understand everything that I need to understand. But I'm going to get together. At least thank the Lord I'm on the air. Somebody hear me. Somebody hear me. Praise the Lord. And we're going to pray right now. I've been talking, but we're going to pray right now. Father, I give you the honor and I give you the praise. For how good you been to me and how good you have been to those that are tuning in. And Father, you see the need out there in radio land. You see what they need. You see what they're up against. You see what they're up against and how they have cried out to you. Intervene for them, Father. Touch their heart. Touch their situation in the name of Jesus. Save them. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. I send you back to the very pit of hell from which you came in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, take that in the name of Jesus. Touch that boy that's going wild, just have strayed. His mama is crying for you to save her son. The mama is crying for you to save her daughter. And Lord, if we are crying, Lord, that you save our loved ones, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, it's just so blessed, Lord. And Lord, I tell you, they shooting left and right. They shooting the young people, Lord. The young people, you say, I got a long time to live. But Lord, they don't have that long time to live like it once was. It used to be for the old, but not the young, man, just like the old people. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch. Intervene in these neighborhoods where all the drugs been selling and all the gangs, and I come against those gangs in the neighborhood in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of murder in the NIC in the name of Jesus. Lord, you can't walk up and down the street. I tell you the truth, Lord, you can't even in your own house, even with your door locked. God, you touch and you move. Holy Spirit, you move in our feet in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you. We need you. We need you, Jesus, to move for us, to move for our loved ones. Lord, we need you. We need you to go to the hospital. Go there and tune me in. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. Heal their body, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those that ride in the car. Oh, some of them are so burdened. Touch their heart. Lift the burden. Talk to them, Father. God, see, in the name of Jesus. Deal with this fever, Lord. Let them know it's going to be all right. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And those that are walking up and down the street, Lord, they're burdened. They're crying. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. Lord, you see. Lord, they're crying. Crying out to you, Jesus. Even those in the house, sometimes they walk on the floor with tears in their eyes. They don't know what to do. Lift the burden, Father. Lift the burden, Father, in our feet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They don't know what to do. Oh, yes, somebody I see. Some of them need jobs. Give jobs, Father. Hiya. Can I see in the name of Jesus? Give jobs. Open up that door, Lord. It doesn't matter about the job hard to find. Lord, you got a job for somebody out there. I see in the name of Jesus. You got a job for them, Father. And I see in the name of Jesus. Meet those finance needs. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, there's just some of them about to be put out of doors. They're about to lose their home. They're about to lose their car. Oh, Father, send help, Father, in our feet. In the name of Jesus. Send help, send help, send help. Hiya, glory, 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 glory. Hiya, son, I see. Oh, God, it's so much need, Lord. It's so much need. So many people in need, Lord. Hallelujah, I see. So many people in need, Lord. We need you, Lord. So many people sick. Heal, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, see. Heal, Lord. Can I sow in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, see. Hallelujah, sow. Touch, Lord. Hallelujah, see. Hallelujah, see. You always get, Lord. You always get. Hallelujah, see. Touch, Lord. Intervene, Lord. Hallelujah, see. Say, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 People looking for a place to stay. They're looking for an apartment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, see. They don't know where to go. Say, Lord, touch their heart. They don't know where to go. Speak to them, Lord. Let somebody come to them, Lord, and tell them where to go. In the name of Jesus. It's so many needs. It's so many needs. It's so many needs. It's so many, someone's. In so many needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we don't know what to do. Oh, God, you are our only hope. You are our only hope, Lord. Help that woman, Lord, to take care of her husband, Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Give her strength, Father. Touch that man to take care of his sick wife. Give him strength, Lord. Hiya in the hot seat. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Under the hot seat. Make a way for him. Make ways for him, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them find favor. Let them find favor, Father, everywhere they go. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you. We just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Ah, yes, Sunday, I see. I just thank you, Lord. Ah, yes, Sunday, I see. Hallelujah, Sunday, I see. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, soul. Ah, yes, Sunday, I see. I over the airways, Lord. Ah, yes, Sunday, I see. Send your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah, I see. Send deliverance, Father. Hallelujah, soul. You know where they are. You know who they are. Hallelujah, I see. You know the need. You know what sickness in their body, Lord. Oh, touch that body, Lord. Hallelujah, soul. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. You're so good. You're so good. You still are here, Lord. Hallelujah, I see. Hallelujah, soul. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. 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 We just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Sunday, I see. Oh, yeah, yes, Sunday, I see. Oh, yes, Sunday, I see. Oh, yeah, yeah, I see. We just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for the answer, Lord. We just thank you for the blessing, Lord. We just thank you for the deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. I just thank you for this radio. I just thank you, Lord. Oh, let it touch somebody. Let it touch somebody. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God. I just thank you. I just thank the Lord. Like I said, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. Evangelist Barry Harris, Cedar Prosperity Ministry. God gave me this ministry years ago. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. I'm your son. I remember the day when he spoke it to me under the IC to get your broadcast under the IC. I said, Lord, how can I get a broadcast? I can't afford one. He said, get your broadcast under the IC. So, oh, God. And when you think about broadcast, I don't think I think about radio. Under the IC. Oh, the Lord is awesome. Thank you. People, we got to get busy for the Lord. Don't say you can't do this. And you can't do that. Oh, if God said you can do it, you can do it. That's all right about the finance. He going to make a way for you. Just do it. For God, just step out by faith. That's what I'm doing, stepping out by faith. I don't know what the end going to be, but I know who holds the end. I know who at the end. Jesus at the end. That's for sure. He is at the end. And I thank God. I thank the Lord. And let us. You know, let us love one another. All this hatred and villainous and bickering and arguing, it's time out for it. I don't want to live, and then when I die, I have to go to hell. I don't want to face Jesus and go to hell. Face Jesus, I do not want to go. I got to do, Lord. I do not want to go to hell. If I'm going to hell, let me have a good time now. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Jesus. And we're going, like I said, we're going, this is my second broadcast on this radio. And I'm going to get it together a little bit better. But this is live. It's coming live. So whatever I said, there it is. It's out there. I can't take it back. I can't erase it. It's out there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I thank the Lord. So we're going to get together, and I'm going to give you my address and everything, but I'm trying to get things organized. And you know how it is when it first started. You know, you got to do a lot of ears and ahs and this and that. But I thank the Lord. Then, too, here I can have a freedom to do as the Lord leads me. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And I just thank the Lord that you all that. You all out there, you don't know me and I don't know you, but I thank you for listening to me. Praise God. Praise God. And I'll get a special time when I get things organized more, when I'll be able to come on at a certain time constantly. But I thank the Lord. I just thank God for all somebody out there to listen to me. They're tuning me in and they don't know me, but who is this mama on this airwaves? It's me. Evangelist Betty Harris. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I thank the Lord. And so, like I said, I was coming from 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Now, I have a post office box where you all can write for your prayer request. If you have any prayer request, you can write my post office box when I get things all lined up. But I got to get I'm trying to get my feet wet. You all know how that is. You're trying to get your feet wet and trying to feel your way. You know, I don't know everything. I'm trying to learn all that I need to learn and everything. And I'm not a big shot, you know. And so I'm just a child of God. That's all. And I do love Jesus. Praise the Lord. So I'm still talking about prayer without ceasing. I was praying at home a lot, and this lady was telling me, she said, you need to get out and go somewhere where people can hear you. She said, they can't hear you at home. And this other lady told me, she said, you need to ask some of these preachers to let you pray in their church. You know, just have a place to pray. You know, I never did, you know, it's kind of hard to get people to open up your church, though, for you. They always think, you know, that you try to, why you got wide spirit, you trying to take over the church. I just need some place that the Lord has led me just to pray, 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 you know, just to pray. And so, you know, he put the anointing on me to pray. Time I be in at church, and sometimes, you know, it's not my time to, it used to be one of my time to lead devotion. But sometimes the anointing hit me, and the other people be praying up there. Whew, sometimes the anointing hit me, I want to get that mic and just pray now. Just pray. It was all over me. I just want to pray, but I didn't. I stayed in the seat. But I sure want to pray. Have y'all ever felt like that? Did I God had nothing you to sing. You want to get that? You want to get up there and say your heart out. That's the way I felt a lot of time. I want to get that mic, and I wanted to pray. Whew, just pray. Just pray. I just y'all said, it's a wild woman. Just pray. The Lord keep dealing with me. Just pray. Oh, God, you know, I'm feeling it, knowing it again. Just pray. And it's been like that. When that thing hit you, when that anointing hit you to do something, I mean, it just goes all over you. It just goes all over you. Oh, to pray. He told me, pray, pray, pray. And that's what he told me all through this broadcast, is pray, pray, pray. So that's the way the Lord dealt with me. Don't play. I need it, you need it, and they need it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so I did, so the Lord has blessed me now to have a radio station that I can, if I don't do anything, we'll just pray. Yeah, we're going to have some songs on here. We're going to have some more, and some scriptures and stuff. But most of them, we're going to do a lot of praying on this over this broadcast. We're going to do a lot of praying. We're going to do a lot of praying. So that's it. I'm not trying to get a name for myself and trying to take over and trying to be a bit sharp, a bit weird. I just want to pray, y'all. I just want to pray. I just want to pray. Praise the Lord. And God wanted me to pray. Pray over the airway. Just pray. Somebody's gonna get healed. Somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's going to catch hold to the vision. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's what it is. So that's what you got. Evangelist Betty Harris from Memphis, Tennessee. God just said pray. He just said pray. And you know, when you start a prayer, God can work the other things out too. I don't know why, but that's what he said. Just pray. Get on there, just pray. If you don't know what to say, if you can't even think of what to say, just pray. Just pray. And then he would do the rest. Just pray. I thank the Lord. I just thank God for this time. I thank the Lord for this time, and I might be following him, but that's all right. I'm still new. So I just thank God. Just thank God for you all. I thank God for those that tuned me in that I told in my church. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for Sister President for tuning me in. Thank the Lord for my sister now, Patricia Harris, for tuning me in. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's not you. Now your name going all the way. Thank the Lord. I thank God. I don't have a sister most second to go. And I'm ready to cut it off. I guess y'all said, get her out on this radio. Yeah, I am, but I'll be back. I'll get off, but I'll be back. I'll be back. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I thank the Lord for this. I don't have, but I probably got 30 seconds now. They say almost time to go. Almost time to go. It's a 30-minute show. Thank the Lord. It's a 30-minute show. I thank God. I thank the Lord. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, I got 10 seconds. Praise God. Got 10 seconds. Isn't that good? Thank the Lord for this opportunity. I thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this work. I thank you. Hallelujah. For your love. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. Higher glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're my all in all. I thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. I bless you, Lord. I bless you. I bless you, Lord. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I guess it might be off the air by now. That's you. Might be off the air by now, you all. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. This is so good. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, all right. Yeah, I see. Yes, Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord.